Right, on the subject of good questions, Diana, question of the week.
Yes, indeed. This week, what goes up is in fact going down.
My name is Brenda. When I was on holiday in Barbados, there was a road that seemed to defy the laws of gravity. If you placed a football at the end of the road, which was quite steep downhill, the ball moved up the hill. I thought it was some kind of optical illusion at first, but tried it myself, and the ball did indeed move uphill against gravity. How is this possible?
So what could possibly cause this effect? Amos Storkey has the answer.
From the description, I would hazard a guess that this happened on Morgan Lewis Hill, which is in the St Andrews district of Barbados. In fact, there are quite a few places like this in the world. They're often known by names of the Magnetic Hill or Gravity Hill, and they are basically places where your eyes deceive you into believing a downhill slope is in fact a slope uphill. So what makes us think that down is up? Well, first of all, we expect things like trees, lamp posts, buildings, cliffs, and so on to go straight up. If something is almost vertical, the brain may prefer to believe that it is vertical if it can explain the difference by some other means. The thing is that light, wind, and subsidence can affect tree growth and cause trees to slope. Ground movement can also affect things like lamp posts or telegraph poles, often in a consistent way. The overall landscape also makes a huge difference. Sloped or obscured horizons and widening roads can give a perspective effect that a road that curves round is actually headed up. A slight downward slope that goes over an edge can easily be interpreted as a summit. Finally, once natural environment starts to look like Gravity Hill, people come along and deliberately add things, like wonky signs to enhance the illusion and bring in tourists. Well, wouldn't you? The brain sees all this. If there was one sloping tree, your brain would just put it down to a sloping tree. But if there were a number of sloping trees and a non-vertical cliff, and it looks like the road is headed up due to a sloping horizon, that's it. Your brain just says it's too much of a coincidence and interprets it as the road going up instead. And because this is all unconscious processing, there's nothing much you can do about it.
That was Amos Storkey, who is a lecturer in the School of Informatics in the University of Edinburgh. If parts of the landscape around the road, such as trees, signposts, etc., are at odd angles, these can confuse your brain into thinking up is down. And we had an email from Brian who said that you can see this spectacularly in the Isle of Man in a car. And on the forum, Giza said that there is an electric bray on the A719 near Dunure in Ayrshire. Write that down. And his dad used to turn off the engine in the car, put it in neutral, and they'd roll uphill. And Eric A. Taylor got the answer right too. And just peeking over the horizon is next week's question.
Hello, my name is Sally and I'm located in Halifax in Yorkshire. My question is, when there is a new moon in England, is the moon in Australia the same, or because this country is on the other side of the world from us, is the moon either a day earlier or a day later quite full?
Is the moon always doing the same thing on the other side of the world? Let us know what you think by emailing chris@thenakedscientists.com or by writing on the forum, and that's at thenakedscientists.com/forum.
Thank you, Diana. More from Diana O'Carroll as a Question of the Week podcast in its own right. That's on the website nakedscientists.com/QOTW or look it up on iTunes. Anyway, that's all we've got time for this week. Next week, we'll be finding out how advertisers get under your skin and into your brain as we explore the field of neuromarketing. We'll be finding out just why the appearance of celebrities makes us want something, and also Smeetam and Dasad has been grocery shopping alongside a consumer psychologist.
One of the things a lot of people will do is we use these shortcuts. Shopping in a supermarket isn't about consciously evaluating all the time. If you did that, I would think your total shop would probably take you a day.
And you can join Smeeta next week to see just how supermarkets are using shortcuts and hidden messages to influence what goes into your shopping basket. In the meantime, if you have any questions or comments for us, then you can email them to chris@thenakedscientist.com or send us a tweet. It's @nakedscientists. Our thanks go to our contributors this week, Stephen Vogt and also Richard Hollingham. And thank you to our wonderful production team, Sarah Carster-Perry, Mira Senthilingam, Diana O'Carroll, Dave Ansell, and I'm Chris Smith. Until next time, goodbye.
The Naked Scientists comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more information, Look us up online at thenakedscientists.com.